Just that I only know things for sure if you're wrong. It's the only way I know if something's right is if I know that you're wrong.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Welcome to episode 178 of Jeff. The Uncorked Gamers. And I'm Dan. We rehearsed this.
I'm nervous. You know me, man. I'm always nervous.
All right, let's talk about Nintendo Direct, seeing as Nintendo was so kind as to move the date of the Direct from Wednesdays to Thursdays.
The one Direct.
Oh, we'll see.
You don't know if that's a regular thing anymore.
We'll see. Oh, you're just going to do it on random days now?
No.
Screw common sense.
There's a Nintendo holiday, man.
A Nintendo holiday?
Last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. What was it? What was it?
It's Nintendo...
International Women's Day.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Then yeah, they get a day off.
That's for that. Me.
You're a woman. You should know these things.
It's your holiday.
I didn't get anything from it.
You got respect from the internet.
You know what? They don't really market it well.
No, yeah.
I don't know how they expect to make money. But, speaking about money, I got none.
I got none either.
All right.
Like, I got like $2.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got like $1,300.
Oh.
Plus a lot of bills coming up.
Well, I mean, we got different aspects of
not having money.
Buy me a pizza.
My insurance went up. My insurance went up, and I knew it would.
You got in an accident?
No, because of the car.
Oh, because you got a new car?
Yeah.
Your new car is more accident-proof? Or less accident-proof?
It's new. It costs more to fix if something happens.
Oh, okay.
You're going to charge me more.
Which actually
can do a lot of more damage with it too. So
yeah,
it actually doesn't make sense that it costs more to fix because the parts should be easier to find.
It's that supply and demand thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's because they pay you your Kelly Blue Book value if they have to total it.
Yeah, right. It's just like it's, but, that's it, but it's true now. Though. But it's like parts are there, man.
They're
it's easy. It's just making it more expensive because it's new. They can because people want their new stuff fixed.
Nintendo Direct.
Anyway,
biggest Wario game ever coming to the 3DS.
WarioWare Sims 1000
Gold.
Yeah,
WarioWare Gold has over 300 mini games.
But a lot of those games are repeats.
Oh, is that what you saw?
Yeah.
You big WarioWare fan?
I'm just saying they're mixed new and old.
Well, I mean, it's
so all... it's not all new games. I'm just saying, if you're planning on buying all new Nintendo, like Mario, WarioWare, don't expect it all to be new games.
Opinion of somebody who's never played a Wario game, all the games they showed have a weird fetish with hair and noses.
Isn't that anime?
As a person that hasn't played a lot of mist-type games... those games have a weird fetish with poking at things with a finger.
What?
No, that's the lore of bow games.
They're point and click.
The guy's eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's no... is there a finger on the screen?
Some of them.
In the missed ones, yeah.
Damn it. You're right.
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you've seen the missed games. That's why. Because you live with the biggest missed player.
I got through like half of the first one, I think. I couldn't save it, so I was like, yeah, screw it. I'm not going to finish this. I can't save it. It's a big puzzle game. You know, I'm not going to leave my thing on all day while I try to figure out a puzzle.
Can't save the game?
No, it was a Windows thing. Because it was an old game on your system. Older computer games don't work on your computers. That's a problem.
But the game works, you just can't save.
Yeah.
So part of the game is broken.
Part of the game is broken.
But it wasn't...
It took me like an hour to make the game work. You know, to find forums and how to like.
How you cannot save a file? How?
I don't know. Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story is coming to the 3DS.
That game's actually pretty damn fun if you want to play it.
I think there's like that one and the one after that are the only Mario RPGs for the handhelds that I haven't played yet. So I am actually kind of interested in this one.
It's pretty fun, dude.
Of course, this is a port of the DS game.
But you get the little Bowser guy.
Yeah, you get the Bowser Jr. like little side story as well. Junior's journey. Oh, it smells like toast. Ah!
It's not even a real turtle, I don't think.
It's not even more whiskey. I'm not bringing the whiskey, man. We should be like, podcast.
So, we have a lot of alcohol up in the office area of our work. Like in different spots.
You want to play with time?
He's not playing Monster Hunter right now.
Oh, what's he playing?
Dark Souls.
Oh, okay.
So, if somebody had a bottle of alcohol in their office, plain sight. There's another person that had a case. No, actually, same person had a case of wine hidden in the office. There's another person that has a bottle of hard alcohol in one of their drawers. And another person that just had random bottles of wine and or hard alcohol, a lot of times tequila, at their cubicle. There is a lot of alcohol up in those offices.
What
man.
You don't know is it all belongs to the same person, and they're not allowed to have alcohol at their house. They have to so hide it at work. It out
between the cubicles, and then if somebody finds it, hey, that's not mine.
Yeah,
it's not mine.
Not one person here.
I've actually gotten not drunk, but pretty changed up in there.
What, you have like an out of body experience?
Alcohol does things to you, man. You don't even know, bro. Makes you do things you don't want to do.
Like go back to work?
That's number one.
Octopath Traveler. Yeah. Release date and special edition. Which comes with, pop-up book. Has a little CD soundtrack.
CD soundtrack? I didn't hear about that.
Oh, that's the special edition. And you can have two jobs. So you have the job your character has, and you can give them a secondary job for combat and stuff like that. The game is actually looking better than the first time I saw it. The first time I saw it, I was like, the hell is this? They call this an RPG, just walking around talking to people in town. Like, it's just a talking simulator. But no. Now it actually starting to look like an actual RPG. You gonna pick that one up?
Nope.
Squeenix?
Maybe.
Maybe. release date, it's, I don't know, it's on the internet, find it.
Damn, alright. It's a little harsh, bro. You do our job.
I'll find it. July 13th, there.
It wasn't so hard.
No, it wasn't. Luigi's Mansion Remake for the 3DS. Now, somebody that's never played Luigi's Mansion, I can now play both games on one system. What?
Yeah, so, like, what is it? Dark Moon, whatever, is on the 3DS?
Yeah.
Came out for the 3DS.
Which was a sequel to Luigi's Mansion. Bam. Now you can play them both. And it comes with a boss rush mode.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, you're a fan of that.
Well, I have the 3DS one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My daughter has the 3DS one.
Does she even play that thing anymore?
Yeah, she does.
She does? She doesn't just, like, toss it out? Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Give me that new iPhone. No.
She wants an iPhone, but I said no.
No. You're getting the same. We're a Samsung family.
Remember the last time you lost your 3DS? Yeah. Yeah, you don't get no phone. She didn't really lose it, but.
Yeah.
It's all the same to me.
Undertale comes to the Switch.
That's right, Undertale.
Yep.
Very popular game.
Movie now. Okami HD coming to the Switch.
Yeah!
Yeah, PlayStation 2 game.
It's perfect for the touchscreen.
Won't die. This game just won't die.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a Skyrim.
Didn't they remake it on PlayStation, was it?
PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4 to the last one, right? Yeah. We saw that announced.
It's come out on every
PlayStation. We saw that announced like not even that long ago.
It's come out on every PlayStation since the one they came out for originally.
Cool beans, man.
Splatoon 2 is getting a big DLC that comes with the single player mode. Single player mode introduces octopi.
Dun, dun, dun.
You could be a squid or an octopus.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's $20. If you pre-order it, though, you can get octopus outfit material for your squid now.
That's what I want. Octopus and outfit material.
Also, it's going to have rank X, which is more hardcore than S.
Damn right it is. Wait, doesn't it go to double S and triple S? No, isn't that how it always works?
No, RPGs always end in S.
This one's X now. They're edgy.
But there's a triple S.
Not in,
it's up to a triple S.
Splatoon 2?
You ever done like a million hit combo in Devil May Cry?
Well, that's Devil May Cry. They don't have X, so they have to keep adding S's. They're not cool like Splatoon 2. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, a game coming to the Switch, the third game. Each
so what you're seeing is a lot of ports. Is what you're seeing.
No, this is brand new.
No, I'm just saying. You're seeing a lot of ports.
You've seen a lot of ports?
For the Switch there.
It's funny you're saying this, because Travis, it's like each level is a different game. From like, you know, like, it's inspired by different, like, retro-style games. So, like, so you have, like, your brawler beat-em-up style level. And then you have, like, your, like, other style. I don't remember the trailer anymore.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, dude. Different games? What the hell?
It's been a week. There's been a lot of news this week. So that's why I'm kind of trying to move through this kind of fast.
I'm sorry, man. My bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
This is Nintendo's fault. It's not your fault. I want you to feel like this is your fault. This is between me and Nintendo. Well,
that's exactly how you're making me feel.
All right, this is not about you. It's just about me and Nintendo. This is problems that me and Nintendo have to work out. It's not about you.
Things that are beyond me.
Yeah, it's not. Don't feel bad about it. It's not about you. We still love you.
Wait. You don't love Nintendo?
Well, it's things change, sweetie. Little Nightmares is coming to the Switch.
Which one was that one again? I don't remember that one.
You got a little kid with the yellow rain jacket, side-scrolling, slight horror game.
What? Obviously.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Like the little pixelated type of graphics? Yeah. Right? No, no.
3D rendered.
It's too late. Damn. Mario Tennis.
It was Aces. Very popular.
There. That one. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Mario Tennis. Aces. That's right. Tennis game. Coming out. Why didn't they put the... Release date revealed. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Pre-launch online tournament. It's coming out in June.
June? That's tomorrow.
I wish it was tomorrow.
That'd
be almost a year older, and people would be giving me things. And that's cool.
I don't even have my first script yet.
But, it's got, like, different modes and stuff like that. You know, like, now you can have,
when,
like,
is this?
Mario Tennis.
No. Tomorrow?
What?
June. June 13th.
Nice. But it's got, like, you know, you can break people's rackets now and stuff like that. And you can do all kinds of crazy stunts and tricks. If you want to.
Like Tony Hawk.
Like Tony Hawk.
He looks old.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's amazing, dude.
And he's still doing tricks.
Like he was...
He's like 60 and stuff now.
You know, when you think of Tony Hawk, you don't think of an old man. You know what I mean? Because he's like, he's this trickster guy.
He's
going
to live forever.
Yeah. But you look at him now and it's just like, holy crap, dude. Yeah. Yeah, you were...
You're
a teenager when I was a young kid.
Yeah.
No, he was like an adult.
Yeah, it's true. He was.
It didn't seem like it. It certainly did not seem like it.
It's, you know, skating makes you young forever.
It's like the same age as my parents.
It's like David Bowie was probably a skater.
No way. I gotta look up how old this guy is.
Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition is coming out May 18th.
Looking up how old that guy is.
South Park, The Fractured
Butthole, dude.
It's coming April 24th.
Can you believe that one? That one threw me for a loop there.
They're trying very hard to make sure everybody knows they're not a children's toy.
But that game?
Yeah, that game.
Takes it to the
Because now people are going to be playing this on the bus with Cartman yelling profanities around children. And parents are going to be like, oh, what is that? Can you please turn it on? Oh, it's my Nintendo. I was going to get my child's Nintendo, but not anymore! Not with such profanity.
Your boss is full of the most pretentious people.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, you know, you know what they say, don't travel with the job you want, but the job you, no, don't travel with the job you have, the job you want.
That makes no sense.
What did you say?
I said, don't travel for the job you have, but for the job you want.
That makes no sense.
Travel before.
Now, for the.
For what?
What's wrong with you?
I'm not anymore. What happened?
Dark Soul Amiibo, Soul Tear, my boy, praising that sun.
No, he's almost 50.
Coming out May 25th. He's
almost 50. What the hell?
You pop that sucker on your Switch, and your guy does like the praise the sun emote.
Tony Hawk is almost 50.
That's what you get. An emote you get for free in the game anyway.
Holy crap!
And the place is already selling out of the pre-orders, so I mean you're probably not going to get that one. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't pre-ordered it, it's gone.
People don't age in your head.
Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy coming July 10th to the Switch.
Well, the first three, the three main games were a Sony exclusive for a long time. Until now.
Until they got bought out by
Activision.
Activision. Captain Toad. It's coming to the Switch in 3DS. Now, this is a smart move. All right, this is one of those games that got lost in the Wii U. Everybody loved, said it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing not only to the Switch, but also to the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued. I think that was all the good news that was in the direct. Did I miss anything?
3DS is nice. Yeah, you did miss something, actually.
Yeah, what did I miss?
Yeah? You missed Smash Bros?
Oh, you mean...
Smash Bros, bro?
You mean that meme. You seen that meme? You see how it became a meme?
Alright, check it out. Okay, so number one, people are saying they don't even know if this is a port or a brand new game.
No, but it's a brand new game.
But it's a brand new game because...
Because it has Breath of the Wild Zelda.
No, that could have been a DLC character. It doesn't matter. Or a port, new character for a port. But the fact that on the Nintendo website it says the title in progress, that makes me... know that it's a new game.
Oh, you gonna buy it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You didn't even like it the last time.
The last one I got scratched and I couldn't play it anymore.
No, whenever Adam came over with his, you're like, oh, whatever, I guess we'll play this.
No, which one was that one? Was that the Wii U one?
Yeah, it was the Wii U one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the Wii U one, dude.
Oh, yeah. They've all been going downhill. I don't know if you noticed. People have not been liking them since Melee.
Well, they keep coming out, dude.
Yeah, and people keep hoping, dreaming it's going to be Melee
again. They still sell the game!
Yeah. Because people keep buying it, because they think Nintendo can't do no wrong. And then they keep complaining, and they don't learn their lessons.
When they slowed it down is when they made a mistake. That was a mistake. They slowed down the game, bro.
I'm saying, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, people are like, oh, no.
Ooh, what's up with that?
Marvel's not doing so good lately with their games, whatever. Well, I'll try again with Capcom Infinite. They learn. They learn the lesson. Like, you know what? No. I'm done. Fix your problems, Capcom.
But that's Marvel's fault, too. Marvel.
You mean Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel.
Yeah, Disney.
A new Taiko Drum Master game is also coming for the Switch in Japan.
Who?
Taiko Drum Master.
Who?
As well as Phantasy Star Online 2,
Cloud. Yeah.
Also coming to Japan, because the last one hasn't come out in the US either. Also, Saga Scarlet Grace coming to Nintendo Switch in Japan. It's a new game from the Romancey Saga series.
Mm-hmm.
A very famous RPG series.
Never played them, but I heard the names.
You've never played a single one?
No.
Not even Final Fantasy Adventure? Sort of came out in the West. The first one was Final Fantasy.
Oh, is that? No.
Adventure on the Game Boy. And then there was. Final Fantasy Legend. Adventure or Secret of Mana?
Crystal Chronicles is what I played.
Crystal Chronicles? Isn't that a GameCube game?
It was, yes.
Okay, that's nothing to do with what I'm talking about right now.
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about the Romancing the Saga games that came out West. And they changed them to Final Fantasy names. So Final Fantasy Legend 1 and 2. Didn't play those?
Legends? Is that the one that came with 1 and 2? No.
No.
No, I've never played them, dude.
Alright.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
What did I do?
You pushed her back, and so she had to get her balance and grip my legs with her claws.
You mean trying to protect the microphone?
Your microphone is a metal object.
It's not a metal object.
It is not a metal object?
It is not a metal object. It's
plastic.
It's a plastic.
It's a hard plastic, man.
I don't think so. Probably not.
What's a cat going to do with?
Knock it off of the little stand we got
on. Oh, it's not going to do all that.
Make a big old scratchy noise for our listeners at home. Make me have to edit something.
You know, we can edit stuff like that.
Nope, no editing.
Oh, man. You're right. We said so. We said so.
Days Gone has been delayed to 2019. Sony. Poor Sony.
Wait, 2019?
2019, next year.
Jesus.
This was one of their temple games. Like, no, it's coming out this year. Except not.
2019 is like forever.
Right?
Yeah.
The game has been in development since the PlayStation 4 came out. The PlayStation 5 is going to be out, man. Gabe Newell. Valve's going to make games again. Steam? Valve? They're making games again. The first game is called Artifact. It's like a card game.
Oh. They're getting on that train?
Well, yeah, that's their first game. And, you know, supposedly they'll make more games after that. Also, they got this Source 2 thing that works on phones, so now they can make games for phones. Like Dota 2, technically, can run on the phone. They're not releasing it, but they can do it.
You know what else is coming on the phone?
Oh, jeez, don't make me say it.
Fortnite, baby! Fortnite be coming to your phone!
Yep.
And you know what else they're working on? Crossplay.
No, it is.
Is it available? I thought they were still working on that.
You know, I'm still
between,
waiting for?
Between the phone?
Single player mode, which was how the game was originally.
Don't they have a single player mode?
Maybe you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
now.
But they said that it was coming free for everyone. Still waiting.
Well, yeah, they're not going to. They don't care about that anymore.
So, okay, so maybe it's working out, but it's a crossplay between PC, phone, and Xbox, and unofficially PlayStation.
No, officially PlayStation.
Officially PlayStation?
Just not between Xbox and PlayStation. So you're on two separate servers. You're on
what?
Two separate daisy chains.
What if you're on the PC? Oh, you go on the PlayStation server.
Yeah, you...
Because you have to join you.
No, because that's us doing it unofficially. Now, officially, you join like a server, your mixed server. That lets you play with everybody.
Microsoft requires you have a Microsoft account to use
that's only
servers.
For Minecraft, which they technically own. So far, there's not official words on them.
Okay, so unofficially, you can crossplay with everybody.
Well, except for Xbox and PS4. So they're separate servers. They're Xbox.
Can you connect to me on PC?
Yes.
So if I'm on PC, I'm connected to the server. Why can't that Xbox guy connect to me?
Because I haven't seen it, so presumably on PC, you go like, alright, I want to play with my PS4 friend, I'm going to join this mixed game that has PS4 players in it. Or, I want to play with my Xbox friend, I'm going to join this mixed game that has Xbox players in it.
No, you start it, they join you. Why can't that happen?
Because they would get in a lot of trouble between Sony and Well, actually, at this point, Microsoft came out again and was like, hey, no, we're cool with it, you know. As soon as Sony's cool with it, you know, whatever. We don't care.
We gotta find an Xbox guy and do this.
You can always say
we know, like,
cool
1,000 X guys.
Okay, then we need to try this.
Yeah.
I get on my PC, you're on your PlayStation 4, they're on their Xbox. And we need somebody with the phone app!
No, we don't need... We don't... Not to
no,
test
don't
this
do
out.
No, we don't.
Well, you get it for your phone.
No.
You can play it all at work.
I need a memory card to do that. My phone's full.
My phone's full of Sea of Thieves.
No, it's not. I don't do that anymore.
Sea of Thieves is coming. Coming with a global digital treasure hunt that features a golden banana prize. And this is an actual golden banana. 18 carat. The event is going to start on the 19th.
That's just funny.
This game is just reminding me of Monkey Island more and more every time I hear about it.
Your health item in the game is our bananas.
But it's a real golden banana.
It's a real 18-karat golden banana.
That's funny to me.
There's four of them. This is an ARG, basically. They're going to release some clues. There's going to be some clues in real-world locations. You make your team. They're going to have clues both in the real-world in the real-life location, as well as you can also access clues online, too, in case you can't travel.
I've also wanted to do an augmented reality puzzle game, puzzle search.
Well, here you go. Chance to win 4 18-karat gold bananas.
I think I might have more fun setting up one, though.
This is real money here. You know, this is a banana, 18-karat.
Yeah, we gotta actually pay for travel.
No, you don't. I just told you.
You can walk there.
Why does nobody listen to me?
No,
when I'm talking on the podcast. Are you searching on
Google Maps or something?
No, I just said
the clues are
both going to be available online.
Yeah, the clues are.
As well as the real-life location.
Don't you have to find the real-life location?
No, it's the same clues.
What's the answer?
What you're saying is the first person who data mines wins.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have that capability.
Nope. Blue Point's next game is another remaster. Now, Blue Point's studio that did Shadow of the Colossus remaster.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of remasters.
I'm gonna play that game.
Well, they're saying their next project is not a new IP, but another remake, even bigger in scope than Shadow of the Colossus.
You just throw up a little in your mouth?
No, I just had like an air hiccup.
You know, like that's what it sounded like.
Yeah. I know.
Taste of burning esophagus.
But a lot of people are speculating that this means that Blue Point is working on a Metal Gear remaster. I don't know why they're speculating that.
Who's going to buy that?
Hopes and dreams.
Who's going to buy that?
A lot of people are going to buy that.
I would hope not.
Why?
Because it's Metal Gear.
So?
So they did them wrong, man.
But a remaster of the Kojima Metal Gears, a beautiful Blue Point style remaster.
What does Kojima get out of it?
I don't know. Depends on his contract.
Squat.
Depends on his contract.
Hey, Nolan voided that thing, man.
You can't Nolan void a contract if you get royalties. Whatever the terms are. Terms of engagement. Xbox Spring Update.
Yeah.
It's going to add FreeSync support.
FreeSync support!
Twitter sharing.
No dishwasher.
Twitter!
Controllers. Okay, here's the big thing. Controller sharing through Mixer.
What's Mixer?
Yo, dude. You playing this game like trash. Oh, get off the live stream, bro. You suck at this game. Yeah, you know what, dude? Here, play it for me then.
Like PlayStation does.
Except imagine doing that through Twitch with any of your viewers.
They're also working on a streaming game service like the...
That's Mixer.
No, they're working on something new.
Okay.
You mean Microsoft Games?
I think it's called Mixer.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up. I was really racking my brain there. Twitch is getting on the free games bandwagon.
What?
If you got Amazon Prime, you get free games through Twitch now.
Oh, I ain't got no Amazon Prime no more.
Well, then this don't apply to you.
Yeah, it doesn't. But you know why I don't got no Twitch Prime no more? Because I'm poor.
Because you $13,000 poor.
100. I said 100, not 1,000.
I thought you said 100.
No, I said 100.
I was like, get the hell out of my house.
I don't even heard 1,000 now. I don't know, dude. I'd be in a real podcast if I had that kind of money.
I was like, I know you just bought a new car, you know, so you don't got all that money, but
that's exactly why I don't have all that money.
So, starting to. Pretty much, it was March 15, March 16, something like that. If you got Prime, you get Super Hot, Oxenfree, Shadow Tactics, Tales from Candlekeep, and Mr. Shifty for free. Those are your games, just like Games with Gold or PlayStation Plus.
I can get super hot without Prime. Matter of fact, I'm already there.
Starting April 1st.
But I'm... Oh. No? Nothing? Nothing?
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh man, throwbacks.
Starting April 1st, you'll be able to get Tales from the Borderland, SteamWorld Dig 2, Kingsway, Tokyo 42, and Dub Wars. Those are all the games announced so far.
Dub Wars. Dub Wars. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
A little SNL throwback.
Woo! This is the greatest podcast in the world.
Tell your friends, everybody. Tell your friends. We have a lot of fun here. Evo Tournament. Did you hear about this?
What? Yeah. They do it every year, right?
Evo's talked to the FBI.
About what, dude? About people beating on their wives in the hotel rooms?
No, no. They want to call the FBI. No, because apparently
some jackhole.
Some Twitch users have made some mass shooting threats.
For Twitch users? As in, like, not streamers? As in just people in chat?
Yeah, by Twitch user, yeah. After Street Fighter pro Chris Tatarian tweeted about the surprising lack of security at these fighting game tournaments, Twitter user...
Way to go, Chris Tatarian!
Twitter user Dan Cadillas replied with a screenshot of a Twitch user making the alleged threat.
That's what happened. It's when you,
Queller later tweeted,
players talk.
Evo organizers are taking the threat very seriously. We are aware of the threat that was made against Evo 2018. They have contacted the FBI and Twitch regarding the matter. Queller also tweeted, we take this very seriously and they will be punished to the full extent of the law.
After 100 people die.
Yeah. And the full extent of the law is you can't touch the controller for the first 15 seconds of the fight.
You shouldn't joke about that. You're a horrible person.
Isn't that a fighting game punishment?
When you the funny up? Thing is, dude, that'd be the perfect place to kill a bunch of people.
Dude, there's...
Alright, guys, we're not allowed to talk about this on the internet.
But you don't remember what happened in, like, the Pokemon tournament?
The Poke-t-Poke!
The Poke-t-Poke? At the Poke? We're gonna dance on Poke.
I watched that Poke movie, dude! You know that Poke movie?
With the Jack Black?
And Jack and the Black, yeah. That movie was was great.
Really?
Yeah, I just love Jack Black.
Good.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know, man.
All right, folks, you had
too much tahini. That's what's going on.
Tahini's so good for you. It's so good for you.
Anyway, Evo is happening this year, August 3rd, 3rd through the 5th at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino.
Yeah, and then across the street for the finals or something. It's jerks.
Oh, dude, speaking of Fortnite, dude, you might want to double check your bank accounts.
My bank account?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't give them no credit card information.
It's because Fortnite got hacked, and lots of people lost a lot of money because of it.
See? This is what happens when you buy DLC stuff. That's why I don't buy DLC stuff. All the time.
Like, you know, people are like, hey, wait a second, I didn't spend $150 on the Fortnite single player pack. Nobody wants that. Because that's when people started complaining. They're like, I didn't buy this.
So did they fix it?
Supposedly they fixed it.
They always say they do.
It's true. You know what ain't getting fixed right now?
What's that?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us?
Yeah, they might just shut down entirely.
No!
They've officially said they're shutting down all the UK stores.
Oh, I don't care about those.
And America and Canada are not in better straits.
I care about those.
Apparently China's doing really good, though.
People in China buy toys from Toys R Us? It's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because they can just make their own toys!
Oh. Oh, wow.
They make everything else, don't they?
It's times like this where I reconsider the not editing things.
Ah, man, you know I love them Chinese.
But, you know, the...
I got Chinese friends, so, you know, I'm not racist.
Dude, you gotta get off those websites, dude.
It's called anime, bro. You know?
They're not Chinese in anime.
They look the same.
Not an anime, dude.
Man, where's my rim shot? I hate you guys.
Microsoft has announced its press conference for E3 2018. Bum, 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 bum.
E3 in March.
Press conference is happening June 10th at 1 p.m. That's Sunday, not Monday, like they usually do. And it's not happening inside the E3 building, but it's happening like across the street at the Microsoft Theater building.
The biggest one so far.
Yep.
But they are doing all their announcements in the same location, apparently.
Yeah, no, everything's all the gameplays, everything's at the same location. Basically, E3 is falling apart at the seams. Everybody's like, I'm just going to do my own thing.
You're going to show it on your E3 channel, though.
Yeah.
All right, Microsoft. It's cool, man. And then
Sony's like, yeah, so this year at the Entertainment Sony convention.
And then Nintendo's just going to have a video.
Yeah, Nintendo's just going to have a little video. They're gonna have a bunch of props, but not going to be anybody there. It's just going to have a video.
And some dude just snapping his fingers. Those horrible snaps, but you know.
Fat people can't snap.
There's a good one.
You know, I actually was never really taught to snap. I had to teach myself.
Did you ever do that thing with the thing?
Oh, I can never figure that out. You just, like, break your wrist.
Huh?
You just break your wrist and...
You have to break your wrist and then loosen your index finger at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it just mends back together.
Right. Magic. Devil magic.
Devil magic for show.
And then Monster Hunter World. It's got a big announcement today.
If you own the game, it's a big announcement.
So, one, they've already announced the next crossover is the Devil May Cry crossover.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the Dante outfit with the white hair.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a charge blade. But here's the cool thing about it. It's a charge axe, actually. No, it's a charge blade.
It's a charge axe. So that it has the blocking ability.
So charge axe is a sword like with a shield, but you put the sword in the shield and it becomes an axe. That's what was throwing me off. So yeah, you can block, but you don't have a shield because it's is Dante's sword. So instead, you have runes that show up around your hand when you're blocking and using your sword. And then when you do the sword into the thing to make it an axe, instead of it becoming an axe, it just turns into his like devil version of his sword. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. On top of that, they've announced when Devil Joe is coming to the game. It's going to come with a full patch, not a patch, DLC. It's going to come with the updates to the weapons. All the weapons are getting like damage increases and stuff like that. But March 22nd, you'll be able to fight against Devil Joe. You'll be able to make that Devil Joe armor.
I don't even remember taking this picture. What the hell? Anyway.
As well as
what
Capcom.
The hell? I don't remember taking that picture.
Announcing the Mega Man crossover for your Palico. So you have Mega Man music and your Mega Man Palico that looks like the 8-bit Mega Man.
8-bit Mega Man?
With a little lemon shooter. Also coming April 6th through the 20th, there's going to be the Spring Blossom Fest.
That sounds a little gay.
It gives the Gathering Hall a flowery makeover, complete with a giant Poogie Lantern.
A what?
And nighttime fireworks shows.
What's a Poogie Lantern?
Little pig.
I actually think this sounds awesome.
And it's also going to come back with some discounted event quests, whatever that means. Discontinued event quests, but probably the Street Fighter one. It's probably going to be in this one.
Hey, what was the Encore Gamer question of the week?
We'll get to that.
Because I don't see it on the thing. I wanted to read it before.
Oh, well, just bring it up on the thing. It's up.
I don't see it. That's what I'm saying.
Also, a new greatsword is coming out. It's rocket powered. This is the weapon that won the design of the weapon for Monster Hunter World contest. It's a rocket powered greatsword.
Rocket powered?
That's, yeah, I guess. It's called Wyvern Ignition.
Is that pronounced Wyvern or Wyvern?
Wyvern Fire?
Wyvern Fire?
Wyvern Fire? No. I think it's one of those words that it has two. You say it this way or that way. And also, the Mega Man stuff's April 13th. A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very excited. Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about all the stuff.
What stuff?
Like stuff I said.
On this podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to talk about this week, man?
What?
I've done a lot of talking, man.
I've done a lot of talking, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, and the Sega Genesis Collection coming on the PC.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be the Switch, though, dude. The PS4
and the Xbox One. This is a collection of Sega Genesis games and Sega Master System games.
Yeah, like, you know, the old Sonics and stuff.
Like the old Sonics, Streets of Rage, the Golden Axes, the Altered Beast.
Oh, Streets of Rage, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, the Afterburners.
Afterburner was a cool game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The Space Harriers. You know, all those.
Like a partial list of the games up Toe Jams and Earls.
Oh, Toe Jam and Earl!
Yeah, this is part of the trailer, too. So, you know, a collection of 50 games, they said. From the magical days of the Genesis. Coming.
It's like an NES classic, but.
But on a cartridge, so you could play on your PlayStation instead of having to buy a whole separate thing that's not going to be in stock ever.
They said the Super Nintendo Classic was going to be in stock. But guess what? It's not.
It probably is somewhere.
No, it's not.
Oh, they just continue?
It isn't. No, they didn't, but it's not in stock.
Oh, you're still looking, huh?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you said there was going to be enough for everybody, and that's not true.
And my boy here don't got one.
I ain't got ones.
Son? He best be learned.
Nintendo's a liar.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I went there.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah. I got him. It's just a corporation, man.
Pow, pow.
Me against the corporation? Ain't nothing.
Oh, man. So you excited for this? I'm kind of excited. I want to know if it has, like, the Fantasy Stars and, like, the Land Stalker. There we go.
Which one's a Land Stalker? I don't remember that Land Stalker.
It's an isometric, you know, had a lot of jumps. Kind of. You remember Alundra on the PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, except it was like the diagonal view. Mm. It was very popular.
Like Qbert.
Yeah, kind of like Qbert, except, you know, a Alundra, like, action-adventure type of game. It was very popular. I actually never played it on the original Genesis day, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, this collection interests me, because it's going to do, like, you know, have new features and, you know, like, save anywhere type of stuff. You know, it's kind of like features they keep adding these games now. And that interests me, because I'm like, hey, it's a lot of, you know, amazing games I never got a chance to play, like the Phantasy Star RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And 1-4 that apparently were, like, amazeballs. People are still want them to come out with a new one after all these years. The people that have played them constantly put them up in competition to the Final Fantasy games. That's, like, how good they are to people that play these games. Actually, I was watching a video of somebody, put, you know, doing, like, comparisons, like, you know, if you like this game on Super Nintendo, check out this RPG on Genesis. And, you know, they put up there for Chrono Trigger?
Oh, God, dude, no, what?
They said, alright, I couldn't find a game...
I swear to God if you say what I think you're gonna say, dude.
They said, I couldn't find a game that was like Chrono Trigger, but I found a game with, like, that put as much effort and love into the characterization.
You're gonna say it, aren't you?
You're
gonna say it.
And the overall quality of the game... And the,
oh, you're totally gonna say it.
And they picked Lunar. The Silver Star.
The most used word on Encore Gamers.
And I was like, see? This is why he needs to play that game. Random people on the internet think the only game that Sega had that can compete with Chrono Trigger is Lunar. and the overall like quality of packaging and performance.
Chrono Trigger is an amazing game.
Yeah, so it was
had amazing music.
In fact, there was a fight in the comments. People were like, "Oh no, Chrono Trigger is untouchable," and other people were like, "No, I've actually played them both, and I prefer Lunar." And people were like, "No, nothing can compare to Chrono Trigger."
Die.
There was like actually a bunch of people.
They're all gonna die.
Says you're like the other people in the comments that never actually played Lunar, but were just
defending it. You don't have to play Lunar and know Lunar. You can just hear someone talk about it all the damn time.
That's like the
just like you talk about Chrono Trigger all the damn time.
Every time I suggest a game to somebody, they go, "Oh, isn't it point and click?" And I go, "Come on, have you ever tried one?"
Yeah, Day of the Tentacle.
That's not a good one. I didn't like it.
So a lot of people like that one, but it's a very different one from the one she plays.
Like, if you want to play a really good one, that's a good beginner point and click. Machinarium.
Grim Fandango.
Oh, Machinarium. I played that one. I actually never even continued that game.
No, you didn't.
But it's really good, though.
I was waiting for that. I was like, he never beat that game. He never got past the second stage.
It's still really good.
What was the other one?
He said...
Grim Fandango.
Oh, I like that one, too. I didn't finish that
one
either.
Yeah, of course
you
did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But I liked it. I liked them both.
Should we do the Encore Games question of the week?
I don't even know what it is. It's not on the website. I couldn't find it.
We don't have a website.
It's our Facebook page.
What?
Is it on there?
Sorry, no. I just saw that. Oh, yeah. And a bunch of devs are leaving. A bunch of important people are leaving Anthem. Like the guy that writes the scripts for all the Bioware games people love.
Huh. Why?
This doesn't sound
good. No, he decided he was leaving. He said, you know what, he might have finished the script.
True. He might have finished the script.
He's not the first time he's left. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do my own thing now, whatever, blah, blah. Because he writes books and stuff like that, too. Yeah. It's not just video games. But apparently other people left, so people are, like, trying to, like, read the tea leaves. Like, oh no. Someone else is leaving. There's fire in the water now.
There's fire in the water.
But more importantly... Let's talk Final Fantasy VII Remake. Have you heard about this?
No, I didn't see anything about Final Fantasy VII, actually.
Well...
I swear to God, if you tell me something I don't want to hear, I'm going to murder you.
All right, well, let me... Where's my pocket knife?
No, what is it?
So, they've come out and said that it's not currently reaching the quality that the fans expect. And so they've hired a bunch more people for positions of high importance, like directors of, you know, art or director of, you know, this and that, like level designers.
I don't see anything bad so far.
So we're not sure when it's going to come out.
It's just a time thing. That's it.
And also, it's really putting a lot of doubt as to how far they have even gotten.
I don't think they've gotten very far at all.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think, based off the guy that's been working on the game, is Final Fantasy 15 and stuff, a lot of people don't think he's even gone past the first level. Actually,
like, even past the train? Like,
yeah.
Hasn't even finished getting off the train yet?
Maybe not.
That's like the first minute of the game?
Yeah, no. This guy's pretty notorious. You know, he was working on Final Fantasy 15, Kingdom Hearts 3, and now Final Fantasy 7 Remake. We all know how long those games have taken to come out. One came out. So
2019, I got it.
So, and we already knew that they were going to release the game in parts. But a little bit more clarification, it seems like they're going to be... They said, looking at the game like Final Fantasy 13. Sorry, each installment is a full-price game, but it's one part of the overall story.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So, you know, there you go. That's your Final Fantasy VII update. Aren't you happy?
No. Well, I mean, the time thing, I don't care so much about the time thing, honestly, dude.
It's a pretty important thing, though.
Nah, whatever. I can wait. I'll always have PlayStation 1 Final Fantasy 7.
Actually, the one that they're selling is the PC port.
It's the same thing. There's no major differences.
Graphically, yeah. No, it's a lot prettier than the PlayStation 1.
It's the same game. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Yeah, either way, I fell in love with the PlayStation 1 game.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't care.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Uncle Gamer's question of the week. I think you jump in water.
I'll have water.
Oh, there you go. Then you just almost die. Let's do the Uncle Gamer's question.
Where is it? I couldn't find it, I swear.
You go to Twitter. And you go to Uncle Gamer's. Or you can go to Facebook.
I went to Facebook. That's where I looked for it.
It should be up there. Damn, I'm pretty sure I posted it up there.
You did.
Okay, good. I did. Question was, how much do you really care about backwards compatibility? Also, how far back is far enough? And Mr. I'll be danged, super fan of the show, wrote in to say, backwards compatibility is cool, but the problem is when it's pick and choose, and you aren't able to just pop all your old games in and just play. I just want to play NBA Street Volume 2 with Charlie Chaos. Guess I'll have to download the Dolphin emulator and, quote, buy, end quote, a copy of it.
What does he mean by that?
Well, I mean, you can actually, you know, put discs in your computer and have the emulator run the disc.
Oh. Oh, that's right, yeah. But I heard about this.
I don't think the quotes, is that what he meant?
Yeah, so I wonder what he meant. Anyway.
So I'll double check Facebook.
So that's been true, right? Like, I remember that being a thing where, like, they make something backwards compatible, but not, like, there's certain games that just won't play on it.
Well, I mean, like...
Didn't that happen with, like, PlayStation 2?
Even, yeah.
To PlayStation 1?
That's, like, every Windows update
even
ever.
Even the Xbox is, I'll be damn posted a picture on Facebook as a cat. It's adorable.
I saw that, yeah. I didn't even know he had a cat.
So, I mean, yeah, there's games either because of licensing or something, or, like, it just won't work for some reason.
I thought it was more of the just won't work kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of things are just a won't work kind of thing. So, I mean, but even, like, the Xbox Game Pass and stuff like that, or not the backwards compatibility they have now, it's still pick and choose. It's not every single game that came out on Xbox. Yeah, dude, yeah. Yeah, it's not on the Facebook. What the hell?
It isn't!
You posted it to Twitter at least, right?
Yeah, no, it went up on the Twitter. Like, yeah, I'll post it on the Facebook right now. And if people respond to it next week, then we'll read it out. I guess maybe it didn't go. Maybe the internet connection lost when I was hitting like send or post or whatever. I don't know.
You make any excuse you want, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, there it is. On the Twitter.
Why wouldn't you check the Twitter, too?
I don't know.
I can't find it. Jenny!
I had to switch accounts, and it's just like, it's just a mess. I have like 3 accounts on my Twitter.
Why?
Well, Jeff's Corner.
Jeff's Corner, the Uncourt Gamers, and the Black Hole Flares. None of which I use. Well, actually one. I actually use one now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Like once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
Yeah,
I don't want to run out.
So what's your answer? Backwards compatibility.
I care about it.
How far back?
One generation is fine for me.
Just one?
One generation is fine. Because that way, you can keep having one console that plays two different generations. Right? Not having, like, having to hook up, like, every console, like, all the time to play a game. Kind of sucks. And I know this would only really work with discs. You know, nothing cartridge.
Right.
But they could make something with cartridge, actually. It wouldn't be a...
Yeah, I mean, people are coming out with their, like, brand new Super Nintendos nowadays.
Yeah. But, you know, just... Yeah, just, I mean, because it also makes it a little more impossible to do, like, three emulators in one system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of stuff. You, like... What happened with the PlayStation? Was it PlayStation 3?
Oh yeah, the first launch.
The first edition, yeah.
Yeah, the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2.
They're burning out, man. It's getting too hot. So, you know, like, whatever. Just one generation is fine, dude.
I'm full agreement. I think one generation is enough. I think it gives you enough time. Because, I mean, there's a lot of games, great games come out in a generation. You don't always have time to get to them all. And if you're, like, if you were going to be late to the generation, you know, like, oh, I couldn't pick up PS3, but you can pick up PS4 and still play all those PS3 games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it still gives you all the time you need to get the job done that you want to get done.
It's yes, nice. Sir.
But also, at the same time, like, I don't need it to go all the way back to the beginning, because I'll just get, like, a collection. Yeah? Like, the Sega collection. It's gonna have 50 games from Sega Genesis that'll be able to play on anything. I think that's the better way of doing it. I think more companies need to start putting out collections of their portfolios. Like Sega's been doing. And Nintendo needs to do that. Like, Nintendo used to do it.
They have the classic consoles. The minis, I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's true. They're doing the minis, which you can't get a hand of.
In all honesty, though, that's not a lot of games.
No, but the Sega Genesis 50 one, that's 50 games.
Yeah, that's 50 games, dude. That's a lot of games.
The same era as the SNES collection. Yeah. So I think that's the way to go, is to do it as collections for these older games, stuff like that. Because, I mean, there's a lot of great games people didn't, especially nowadays, people didn't get to play. And you could be like, you know, old Daddy Warbucks and be like, hey, you know, this is what I used to play in my day. Gunstar Heroes. Check this out.
It's going to get a lot more harder to do, though, as, you know, takes up more data per game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, by the time we get to, like, a new system or whatever, are we going to still be using Blu-rays?
No,
we're
going to
be using...
type of memory for them?
You're going to be using UHDs, which hold even more data.
32 gigs in the game. 60 gigs sometimes, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot, dude. That is a lot.
Yeah, but we're not doing PS3.
Even 10 years from now, that's still a lot.
And we'd be getting to PlayStation 1 collections right now. You know, all the Parasite Eve games on one disc. All the,
I know that they have the two Final Fantasies in one game. What? The Final Fantasy Classics or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They got the Chrono Trigger and the Final Fantasy V with Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, one of them.
And then one of them is like six.
It's one and two, for sure.
Yeah, one and two. There's Chrono Trigger and
five. I think three and four together. I think five and Chrono Trigger.
Because five was, that was like the first time five came out in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then six is just six.
Six is just six.
From the PC perspective, backwards compatibility is a thing that should exist more readily. Because you'll have games that are not that old, but they just don't work because Windows updated.
It's kind of true. I mean, with the Windows jumps between 7, 8, and 10,
like, there's been a lot of compatibility issues. Games that work on 8 don't work on 10.
That's a little ridiculous.
So, like, I can't play half my missed games because they're owned by a different company, so they're not available on Steam, and the discs don't work on Windows.
Well, I mean, Miss is not Windows 8 era. I mean, that's like Windows 95 era.
No. Not the ones I'm talking about.
MT?
The games I'm talking about are the ones that came out, like, 2004. Like, you can't play them on Windows anymore.
Yeah.
It's really annoying that every time Windows updates or a new version comes out, you lose your entire game library. Even a lot of
What do you mean? You don't save your old PCs?
Even a lot of digital games don't work. Like, I have games on Steam that don't work on Windows 10.
What?
Well, it's not Steam's priority to make sure it works.
Yeah, Steam doesn't care if it works.
It's the publisher's priority to make sure it works.
I mean, it sucks if the publisher's been gone for 10 years.
So what is the new Uncork Gamers question of the week? Jeff, read!
My turn?
Yep.
Who would make the best role model?
Which video game character?
Yeah.
Jeff or Dan?
Jeff or Dan? Oh, or dear. Mario?
or not Mario. Mario punched animals.
In the head, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the animals gotta eat, and that's the only way they know how to eat.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
There used to be a whole tribe of Yoshis. They had their whole,
Mario?
They had their own island.
Before Mario.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, dude.
Mario is a baby landed on Yoshi Island. Those Yoshis were there, man. Eating flowers, the Shy Guys.
He also kills a lot of turtles.
So let's see, what game character? Okay.
You got the Nathan Drake there, but he's a thief.
He is a thief.
And he kills people.
He does kill by the truckloads, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good role model, that guy.
Would make a good role model. You know who I think would make a good role model?
I'll tell you next week. Yes.
I don't think he's going to be the one I picked, though, but... All right, cool. Thanks, right, everybody. Welcome. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening. Join us on the Twitch channel at some point when me and Jeff will play some co-op games.
Oh, let's get some Left 4 Dead this weekend.
You want to do some Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Why is this looking all weird? Question of the...
Because you didn't put it on Facebook, that's why.
Question of the week. Oh, salty one now.
45% reduced sodium, that's what we use at work now.
You never told me what cheese you use.
We use 45% reduced sodium salt.
That's cheese. That's a good cheese.
We use, the vegan pizza! Damn it!
What?
And a vegan quesadilla.
Oh, you're gonna bring me one?
It's not Daiya.
Oh.
It's not Daiya. So that's all I know is that it's not Daiya.
That's cool, man. Just, we'll be here. Just run down, pick one up.
It's not even out yet, dude.
We'll tell you.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about that. That's research and development, man. It is going on the internet. We can edit this, though.
We don't edit damn it. It depends. How many pizzas you gonna bring
me? I don't work for Sweet Earth right now. What quesadillas? What pizzas? Nah. I'm so fired.
Damn, it's not like me.
I'm telling the company secrets, man.
Their competitors are shaking in their boots right now.
You know who our competitor is?
Their competitors already make these.
Yeah. Our main competitor is Nestle now. Oh, wait, we are Nestle. We ain't got no competitors.
We got no competitor. Adam, too. Right in, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to give him a little message.
Tell us what you thought about the Nintendo Direct. What got you excited about this week, man? Come on. Jeff hasn't heard from you in a while. Jeff hasn't been playing that Fortnite with you.
He's been sending me, like, all these Fortnite memes, dude. Like, they're hella funny, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never respond back.
I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that.
You never give him a call and be like, hey, what's up, dude?
Dude, I never respond back to you. I never respond back to anybody. I'm bad at responding to people.
Yeah, me too.
Really bad, dude.
I'm really bad, too. If you're in the UK, there's, like, a museum that's doing video games. They sent me an email, like, 3 weeks ago. I thought it was spam. But they just wanted us to mention that there's like a museum. You know what? I'm going to read it. I'm going to pull it up right now. A little extra tidbit.
What kind of museum is this?
It's like a... I don't think
I'm... Hell, if I know, man.
I haven't pulled
it up. But this guy wrote a message, so I'm gonna listen to what he said.
I didn't pull it up yet. If you liked what it said at the beginning, check in later this week on the weekend. We'll post a little, like, 20-minute sound clip of just me and Jeff just behind the scenes just talking, saying stupid things.
Are we doing that? Okay.
What? The Power Up Gaming Festival returns to the Science Museum.
Sounds like something I would go to.
Power Up Games Festival returns to this Easter.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Power Up is our hands-on gaming festival that features 180 consoles, hundreds of games, and 40 years of gaming history, all held in partnership with European Gaming League, the EGL. All players would be able to see for themselves just how far gaming has come over the past four decades since the early days of Pong.
God, don't I know that.
Galaxian and Lemmings.
I've lived it, man.
We have multiple sessions throughout the day as well as adult-only evening sessions on Wednesday, the 4th of April. Custer's Revenge.
Uh-huh. Oh, the best one ever.
And
that one's still graphically intense.
Matt Hoffman, whatever's BMX, XXX. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plumbers don't wear ties.
Plumbers don't wear ties. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, the 5th of April, and Thursday, the 12th of April. Because it's throwing me off because they write it in the European way. Where you put the number the before other, the month. Yeah. Guests can grab a beer and challenge their friends to multiplayer showdowns, relive some of their childhood favorites, or test out some of the latest virtual reality technology. That might be a cool opportunity to team up and create... Okay, that's actually just talking to me. Well... I mean, this was like from March 6th. I got this email, so.
March 6th? That's not like 5 weeks ago, dude.
All right, well, yeah, we can send him
an email. Like last week.
You want to send a reply? Send a reply.
No.
Nah, dude, send out the first official, your first official Uncore Gamers reply.
Here I don't go. Live in Canada.
It's in the UK. Dude, it's Europe, dude. European Gaming League. Europe Gaming League.
Isn't that Canada?
Go ahead and read that out. Send out the reply. And we'll see if that person responds back to us.
Does that matter?
It does now.
Oh my god.
Girls and
Jeff's corner.
Girls and things doesn't matter. Like,
all right, Jeff's corner. What is it? What's your corner?
There's a girl that I'm going to talk to right now.
And that is why there's things called Women's Day.
Oh my god.
Because people just can't understand.
Oh no. She's going to hear this episode. She's going to be like, oh no. No, never mind.
All I'm saying is girls are cool. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, girls.
Girls are cool. You know, Women's Day. Hooray. Good for you.
We wouldn't have to have Women's Day.
Oh. If there weren't Jeffs in the world, is that what you're going to say?
No. People would just accept the fact that...
Oh, Raspberry Pi came out with a new model of the Raspberry Pi 3, the B+ model. It's a little bit faster gigahertz. It's just a little bit better. It's a little bit better. But it's cool. It just came out.
For Pi Day. Happy Pi Day.
There was something else that popped in my head, but it's gone now. It came and went. Boo!
We don't have any pies.
See y'all next week.
We used to have pies.
Tell your friends. Give us reviews on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that good stuff where you find our podcast. Let people know how good the word is that comes out of our mouths. Put the sweet, sultry sounds of our voices down your ear holes and down your lover's ear holes. While you're making love, have us on in the background. It will enhance your arousal periods. This is Dan from the Uncore Gamers, signing off.